That is what it felt like. So I'm very pleased, actually, to have been reminded of that. And I think he is just really a nothing burger. It was laughable. It was a laughable attempt at anything to think that I wouldn't profess Christ, to think that I wouldn't share this message is truly laughable.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you are the sovereign. And thank you, Lord, that you are the solution to all of the things that we're dealing with here today in this republic. And Lord, we just love to say that to you, Lord. We love to remember the fact that you are in control. Psalm 115 says that you do as you please. And Lord, help us to remember that as we navigate this this life. But Lord, we thank you for this time, this little session we're going to have here this morning and this discussion. And we just ask, Lord, that you would come and take control by your Holy Spirit. And we will be careful to give you the thanks for all of that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, everyone. This is Isabel Reese here at NAMM 2025, here representing Tactical Civics in the good name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I cannot wait for today's activities. I'll be doing introduction, and then I'll be doing some interviews, where they won't get me to stop talking about tactical civics. And then we have the finale tonight, and we get to crown the new state queen, so wish me luck. Love you guys.
And with that, you get a little glimpse of what we're going to do today, who we're going to talk to. Bell Reese was with us just not too long ago to tell us about the pageant that she was going to be involved in, and now she has been involved in it this last weekend, the 4th of July weekend. And so I wanted to be quick to bring her back and have her give a report on how things went. And I told her when she first came in the Zoom room here this morning that I wasn't going to have her tell me anything about it. So you're going to hear all about it at the exact same time I'm hearing about it. And, but we just tickled to death to welcome Belle Reese once again. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Brad. Super excited to tell you all about it.
Well, we were watching from afar and listening from afar, you know, the little bits that were trickling down from a few of our members. And so, yeah, what we just really want to hear about, you know, really start to finish, you know, how it all went, whether it met with your expectations, how you did. Of course, we know it's a competition. I believe it's the North America Miss competition. National America Miss.
You'd be surprised how many people actually call it that.
You know, it's one of those things that would probably take me a little while to get glued in, but National America or American Miss. American Miss, NAM. Well, feel free. Just give us a little rundown of what happened.
Yep. So we got there Friday morning, checked in, everything. It was a great experience. Friday was really chill, not much to do in regards to the competition. Mm-hmm. Saturday was my personal favorite day. I opened the day with talent. I sang mm-hmm. Rescue. And in light of what has just transpired with the lack of the Epstein files, I think it was the perfect song to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang it for the kids. I placed first runner up in that for South
Nice.
Carolina.
Nice.
So I'm
Congratulations.
Very proud of my performance. Thank you. And then super exciting. I think I mentioned that my spokesmodel speech was about tactical civics. I won.
What? And so, none of us are surprised about
this is
that. Look
for all
at
of
there.
You as well.
Oh, nice.
Honor.
Nice.
And Sunday, later on Saturday night, we did formal wear, which went really well, was a lot of fun. Just walked around in pretty dresses. What girl doesn't want to do that? And then Sunday morning, woke up super early, did my introduction, which went super great. Obviously, mm-hmm. did an ode to tactical civics in that. An uh-huh. interview, just as I said in that video, they could not get me to stop talking about tactical civics. And that went great as well.
Yeah.
People seemed to really resonate with the message, definitely more the Gen X millennial crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the girls my age were also very receptive to it.
Yeah.
But again, it's that same issue of not wanting to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I was pushing it.
Well, good for you. I do have a couple of pictures and one other little video clip that we'll play along the way here too. But you know, I was thinking maybe what you could do is give us, you know, you have some experience in the pageant scene, I guess, and maybe you could give us a little of your background in that, just for some context, and maybe a little bit about the NAM organization and like how many people are involved in these pageants and so forth. And is it something that happens every year? And, you know, give us a little thumbnail about the organization.
Yeah. So I've been doing, well, I just came out of retirement for this pageant and I think I'll be sneaking back in due to just some, I was reminded why we left in the first place. It does become very political at certain points. They want to promote themselves, right? They're not necessarily looking for the best figurehead or representative, they're looking for the best headline.
Yeah.
So that was a good reminder as to why we left this specific system and just pageants in general. It can become like that. So I did pageants starting at age 8 until I was about 11, and I held multiple national titles in that span. I was Little Miss Minnesota, Little Miss Twin Cities, Little Miss Minneapolis. I have a lot. I had about 20 crowns. I have 2 left. My mom loves giving them away. So, National American Miss is the largest pageant system in America.
Okay.
It includes hundreds of girls just in one age division. This was definitely a smaller age division for me. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but it wasn't as large as when I was competing in Minnesota. I can tell you that. When I
Okay.
did NAM in Minnesota, I competed against over 100 girls
Yeah.
for my title, and I got court. So I got second runner up both times
Okay.
in the NAM pageant, which is very impressive because, again, it is political. The more money you put in, the more successful you'll be. So the first runner up, as well as our new queen, had participated in the pageant a few years in a row.
Yeah.
So it was due time that they got what they deserved, a crown and a title. So
Sure.
I kind of came out of the woodwork and they're like, who's this chick?
Yeah.
But I'm.
How did you first hear about I think you've told me a little story about your mom, you had kind of a motive for getting you or letting you get in, but was it something that she discovered, or is it something you heard about and were interested in, or what? How did that all work?
So I actually, it's super embarrassing. I was 8 years old. I was watching Toddlers and Tiaras, and I was like, Mom, I want to do that. And she looked at me and she said, no, what do you mean? Absolutely not. That is ridiculous. And then she kind of started to realize I was a huge tomboy. I was a daddy's girl, skiing, softball, everything. And then she found a pageant system called Truly Unique, Beautiful Boys and Girls. And that was an all-natural pageant, which is what I like. I don't do the glitz pageants, so the cupcake dresses, all the makeup, the big hair. We wanted to steer clear of that because that isn't perpetuating what it should be. It's that false sense of feminism
It's
again.
nice that it sounds like what you're getting ready to tell us is that you discovered some organizations that are interested in reality at some
Yes.
point.
Yes. So, National American Miss is very patriotic. The crowned queen loves America, which is first priority. A lot of the girls attending go to church. I met a lot of my Jesus girlies. We had a great weekend praising our Lord, and my whole entire court proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ. And
Nice.
I loved that.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It was great.
Well, so now, what happened this weekend in terms of titles and awards and that sort of thing, is that something that's going to propel you further along in this set of competitions, or how does that work?
So my place alone, third overall, qualifies me to go to nationals. I
Okay.
also won six other awards that qualify me for nationals
Okay.
and a scholarship regarding my spokesmodel. So if I were to go to nationals, that would be paid for. The spokesmodel competition would be paid for. So I can, if I wish. I'm still thinking about it. A
Sure.
lot of my court would like me to go. And a lot of the girls I met would like me to go, but again, it was far too publicized and political for my liking, which, I know girls that worked really hard for this and they did not get what they deserved because, again, it's politics at the end of the day. And I can appreciate a business needing to survive and put themselves first. But again, this is about more than that.
Right.
And I think it could be a little more selfless in that regard.
Well, it'll be, certainly it'll be good for us as a mission. The Tactical Civics mission, of course, is what we talk about here in
Yeah.
the Sovereign Solution Show. But it'll certainly be good to keep you on our prayer list as you talk to the Lord about, any next steps he might have you take in this. And, because, I say all the time, usually in our prayer meetings, any prayer meetings that I host, I close with, Lord, order our steps and open doors and close doors as you desire.
Yeah, his will be. I agree.
So as long as we're offering all of these, because every single one of these things that we are involved in, our human efforts, you know, and
right.
as long as we're offering our human efforts to him and saying, Lord, we know that our human efforts are not going to accomplish thing one unless you are leading us. And it's critical that we do that. And so I'm quite honestly, Belle, I'm glad to hear that you, won some stuff here this last weekend, but I'm glad to hear that you are willing to just pause that and not take those wins as a, you know, an automatic, okay, well, I'm going to the next step sort of thing. So, it'll be interesting to see how the Lord directs you.
I agree. I'm very excited. I'm praying about it, talking to him, keeping that line of communication open.
Yeah.
I met a lot of amazing girls and I love them. You know, they're like sisters. They're my sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
However, the system is not my favorite. I am definitely not a fan of most systems, but this one, you know, I'm still thinking about it.
Sure.
It was a great experience regardless, and I got to share the message. That's why I went. And so many people really resonated with the message, and it gave me a lot of hope.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute. But before we do that, let me put a couple of pictures of you on the scene there. This is our own Belle Reese at NAMM this last weekend. So fun to see you mingling there and in action. You can just see right there, I bet you Tactical Civics is rolling off your lips right there.
So
we want to get into a little deeper on how the Tactical Civics message was received. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and play. This you said was the reigning what Miss South Carolina?
We crowned our new Miss South Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, she is lovely.
Yeah. Very nice, very nice. So there's that. Let's listen to this real quick.
Let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. As a nanny, community servant, and the youngest county coordinator for Tactical Civics, an organization dedicated to educating Americans about our Constitution, I strive to lead with truth and love in everything I do. From Woodruff, South Carolina, I am Isabel Reed, living my faith out loud, serving with purpose, and proud to stand for something greater. Thank you for this opportunity.
Woo! Love that. Love that. Very, very nicely done.
Thank you,
Belle. And I'm sure that was just a snippet of what you had to say during the competition. But I'm curious. Let's talk a little more about. Obviously you were, I'm assuming that these pageants kind of group people in who are similarly aged, in other words, you're not competing against a 10-year-old, so obviously some peers were there. In the competition, and you got to talk about Tactical Civics to them, and I imagine to others. So, what was your observation on how the Tactical Civics message and what in the world we're doing was received by the folks you spoke with?
It was received very well. To most people I speak to about Tactical Civics, it's like this eye-opening moment of, wait. That makes perfect sense. It's common sense. So that was really the theme throughout the weekend. A lot of surprise from the older generations hearing it come out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. But it was still really great to get to talk to my generation about it. The other girls in my court, as well as my other competitors. They definitely understood and agreed with the message. But again, it does circle back to that lack of wanting to take action. So that was my greatest hurdle this weekend. I pass out the flyers, I sent them to the websites. So I'm still kind of brainstorming ways to turn agreement into action instead of, just being like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, that is the that really, I've been in the mission for over 4 years now, and that is certainly, I would say that right there is the biggest hurdle that we have to overcome. And to, because we say, we have our action steps in the mission divided up into seven different actions, but the actions one and two are get big. And as we get big, take those people that are coming into the mission and let's all get educated about true civics and true history and so on and so forth. And those two things are absolutely critical prerequisites to action number three, which is where we'll start talking to our county councils to get our ordinances passed. And but I don't know whether you have a sense yet or not. The folks that I talk to, the tendency is to look at the mission and where we're at in it and realize that there is so much work to do before we complete get big and get educated. It's a kind of a daunting thing to realize that, hey, we need a half a percent of the population in my county to become members of Tactical Civics and get educated. And that's kind of the threshold that we'll cross when, to indicate we're ready to begin talking to the county councils. And so I don't know if in your age group, if that is a concern or just the fact that all of us, young and old alike, have been programmed for generations to let somebody else do it.
Yeah. Definitely, my generation is very used to that and they love to whine about it. And one of my favorite Tactical Civics memes that Mr. Zuniga has made was, you can keep whining about it or you can do something, because it hits home every single time. Everybody wants to complain, everybody wants to say this, say that, and do nothing. And that was just, it is frustrating, and I had to pray for grace, and I had to pray for patience. And I still have to. I still think about it. I'm like, oh, I just want to shake you. Come on. These women, they were so beautiful and intelligent and passionate. Come on. You can do it. You have the power. You're here. You're being celebrated for what makes you truly unique, what makes you truly special, and what makes you powerful. I'm telling you how you can use all those things and enact actual change. So I might have to reword my message.
Well, be encouraged, Belle, because the younger folks, just like us older folks that have been at this for a little bit, we all have to continually come back to the fact that what we're doing right now is just telling the story. We're planting seeds, and we know, to me, this encourages me all the time that just because you throw a seed out there doesn't mean you're going to get a harvest tomorrow. I mean, we have stories. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Steve Wagner out in Montana. He was the original state coordinator for Montana, and he tells the story about having a tactical civics card or brochure or something on his desk for over a year before he ever, decided, yeah, I ought to look into this,
That does give me hope. I handed out a lot of flyers.
Yeah.
Oh.
And same thing with our, just telling folks one-on-one or our seminars that we do. All of that is seed planting. We're really just slinging that seed out there. And hey, in real life, if you talk about any kind of a real seed, All we can do is put it in the ground. Do we have anything at all to do with what it does once it gets in the ground? You know, I mean, certainly when we see signs of life, you know, we can cultivate that and we can water it and we can keep the weeds away and that sort of thing. But really, it's God all the way.
Every time.
Every single thing. So well, it is interesting to hear that the young population, you know, has really got some of the same illness that the rest of us have. I call it a disease. David Zuniga just flat out calls it sin, sloth and laziness, but really
buttons for punishment they are.
Yeah. I just take consolation every day in the fact that the Lord is the one that causes things to grow. And lately, I don't know if you've been in a room with me when I've talked about this, but lately I've been the Lord, probably 2 or 3 months ago, I started thinking about Jericho, you know, and that whole story of Joshua and Jericho. And there they were, you know, going into the new land, finally. They had just crossed in, you know, after wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And there they were. And so one of the first projects was, the Lord says to Joshua, you know, we're going to do this thing over here at Jericho. And here's what I want you to, you know, and he's got all of his armies, you know, lined up in battle array. Could, you know, these are people that are trained for warfare. And what do? God says, here, just go out and walk around the city. Don't say anything. Just go and walk around the city. Next day. Well, what are we doing today, Lord? Just go out and walk around the city again. Don't say anything. Just walk around the city. You know, and that story, I believe, is us here at Tactical Civics. When, you know, we do seminars, we talk to people, we do pageants, you know, we do whatever kind of a platform we can get ourselves on. That's us simply walking around the city. That walking around the city represents our human efforts. And in the Lord's time, all of a sudden, the walls fell down and it wasn't one thing that those people did to cause those walls to fall down. All they did was obey and walk around the city. And when God got good and ready, he shook the place and the walls came down. And I just absolutely firmly believe that that is what he's going to do here in our republic as well. When he gets ready, when he sees that we're obeying what he said to do and really daily turning our hearts to him and talking to him, I believe he's going to give us that breakthrough. So I didn't mean to get that long-winded here talking to you, but...
Oh, no, I love that. I love that story. I've been really into translating Hebrew for some reason lately, so I've actually been working on that story and comparing it to our situation here.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some, you know, the Lord has insights for us all along the way if we'll open up his book and see what he's saying to us, you know. Yeah, it's always good to have, you know, it's great to have a Bible. It's even better to have it open a lot.
I agree.
Well, just really happy that you were able to participate down there in Atlanta, that you got down there safe and sound. And what were you saying? It's about a 3-hour drive each way?
Yeah, it was about a 3-hour drive. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
but it was a great weekend. In relation to my spokes model, I'm very proud to have won for the state of South Carolina.
Absolutely.
I did experience what can only be described as spiritual warfare on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously have studied and known of spiritual warfare, but I'd never experienced a such a visceral attack.
Mm.
I was not nervous. I don't get nervous with public speaking. It comes very naturally to me, especially growing up doing it.
Yeah.
I was having a great time listening to all the girls' speeches, and then as soon as I walked that stage to profess our Lord,
Yeah.
I was not nauseous. It wasn't hunger. My body started eating itself alive. And all I could think that whole, I was, going through it, and I did it, and praise the Lord, I was recognized for that. But as
Yep.
soon as I left the stage, it ceased. And that night, I just expelled whatever thought it could do that to
Yeah.
one of God's daughters, especially when professing the Lord Jesus Christ. The judges were definitely shocked to hear me say Christ. That was interesting. I don't think they have heard a spokesmodel speech where Jesus Christ was professed so many times,
Yeah, that's
but
exciting.
it definitely gave me some insight into the level of spiritual warfare that we really are fighting. It was very painful, but I'm so glad to have done it.
Yeah.
And I thank God that He gave me and blessed me with the strength to get through that attack.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might sound crazy, but that's just what it was.
No, it's not surprising at all. And then, again, when we set out to obey God, that's why He tells us to affirmatively, with intent, put on the full armor of God. And we, it's not something to be forgot. I've been around a while now, and I've been through some of those kinds of things. But in I'm just so I'm happy to report to you, young friend, that Satan is a nothing burger.
I know.
He
That's
is
how I
a
could think. The most you could do is give me a tummy ache.
He is a nothing burger in the final analysis. Doesn't mean that he can't, his I think his main tactic is intimidation. If he can, if he thinks he can get us on the run from him, and crawling back into our whatever hole we came out of, so to speak, then he realizes that he's, being effective, but the fact, Bill, that you had this attack, one thing that should tell you, one thing it certainly tells me is you're over the target. You're fixing to have an impact. And the Satan
That's
doesn't
what my
like that.
mom told me as well, and that is what it felt like. So
Yeah.
I'm very pleased actually to have been reminded of that, and I think he is just really a nothing burger. It was laughable. It was a laughable attempt at anything to
Yeah.
think that I wouldn't profess Christ, to
Yeah.
think that I wouldn't share this message is truly laughable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
So
yeah.
it was just a very new experience for me, and I am grateful to have had it, because that does keep me on my toes to make sure that I'm vigilant against the spiritual warfare
Yeah.
myself and others.
Yeah.
And I definitely will be talking more about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been seeing it a lot lately, so.
Yeah. No, it's you were having a, yeah, you were in a pageant and you had some experience with that, but on one front, you were having a learning experience. You have an educational experience there on what an attack might feel like. And certainly, we I hate giving him any more airtime than
Yes,
I
I
have
agree.
to, and so I just don't get into all the whys and wherefores of what he's doing and so on and so forth. But because Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
He is worth the only
I'd
air.
love to hear you say, walk across that stage and say, I love to, I don't forget exactly how you said it, but you were living your Christianity out loud. And that
Yes.
is, I am so convinced that that is what our Republic needs
I
and is
agree.
really looking to sop up is people coming out and saying, I love Jesus and I'm going to say it all the time,
Cannot be ashamed of
everywhere,
him.
in front of anybody, and I don't
Yes.
care. what
Amen.
anybody thinks about it, because
Yes.
he tells us in his word that if we'll lift him up, if we'll exalt him, he will begin to draw all men and women unto himself. And that, that's really an easy task, is just to open up our mouth.
Yeah, just to love him openly, not to
Amen.
be ashamed of him, and to
Amen.
think that anybody might be a closeted Christian, I pray for them,
Yeah.
and I pray that they find the courage in him to speak it aloud and not feel that shame.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming, especially so quickly after the weekend. And I was a little bit hesitant to ask you right now, because I'm thinking, oh man, she's had a big, big ramp up to the weekend and a big weekend, and let's let her take a breath or two. But
the restoration of our republic cannot wait.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. That is
I
so true.
I would love to share. So I won another award in your guys' honor. I wrote everybody a thank you note.
Yeah,
and
just go right
that.
ahead.
I would love that. Great. Thank you. So, dear Tactical Civics community, the support you've shown me has been one of the most humbling and deeply moving experiences of my life. In Tactical Civics, I found more than a movement, a mission. I found a family. A family bound by faith, committed to glorifying God, and united in the noble mission of restoring our constitutional republic. Words will never fully express the depth of my gratitude, but I want to offer my heartfelt thanks to several of you who have gone above and beyond. First, to Darlene Downing. You were my first call, my first cheerleader, a constant source of encouragement, and one of the first to financially sponsor my mission. Your belief and your commitment to sharing my vision with the wider Tactical Civics community have meant more than I can say. I truly could not have walked this path without you, Darlene. Thank you.
Amen.
To Jerry Walker, thank you for your guidance as I step into the role of county coordinator. Your wisdom and generosity, especially your financial support of my NAM journey, have been invaluable. To you, Brad Boardman, thank you for your remarkable investment in my journey, and for the opportunity to speak on your podcast to rally Gen Z around this powerful mission. Your belief in me and the next generation is profoundly meaningful. Finally, to every single member of Tactical Civics community who supported me through donations, prayers, or words of encouragement, please know that your kindness has left a permanent mark on my heart. Even if we haven't met in person, I feel your presence beside me. I am honored to be a part of Tactical Civics, and I pray that my mission at NAM brings greater awareness, unity, and momentum to our shared cause. Together, through Christ and through Tactical Civics, we are standing against darkness, and we will win. With deepest gratitude and love, Belle Reese. I do have a little P.S. I had written this a little too early, it seems. A special thanks to our Tactical Civics founder, Mr. Zuniga, for his extremely generous donation to my journey, and I want to thank him also for making any of this possible by bringing Tactical Civics to so many people who have inspired me to do this. So I won best thank you note for that, which,
love it. Well, Bill, it's just, it's fun. I'm sure that anybody listening just feels like, wow, wouldn't it be neat to be right there and be able to give that little girl a hug?
I would love a hug. I want to wrap my arms around the whole community. You
yeah.
are truly one of the best things that has ever happened to me in my life, and
yeah.
I'm so grateful.
Well, and it's exciting to us to know that, and certainly we appreciate your thanks and gratitude, and it's our honor, really. Any of us, I'm sure, would say it's our honor to be involved in this, and especially given, again, some of us older folks that we're neck deep in this mission now, but chances are we won't have, lots and lots and lots of years left to be involved. And so to have people your age coming in and getting just as excited, maybe even more so than us, about the future of this republic, you just, it's hard to express to you, how we feel about that. And so we're certainly keeping you, Belle, and of course Garfield Green in all of our prayers, as well as the folks that we know. You know, you may not see them yet. Yes, we say we're looking for one in 200 people. You know, that's 199 no's for every yes, you know, and, you know, God can change all of that. But if we know that right at the beginning, hey, let's just get busy and start wading our way through the no's, because the yeses are out there. Well, Belle, I think that really is a good place for us to conclude, and you know, I can let you get back to your day. I haven't even thought about the rest of my day yet, but it's really good of you to come and spend this time, and we just really appreciate it. So thank you so much. And congratulations on your awards over the weekend. Really exciting. So praise the Lord. Well, again, great to have Belle Reese with us this morning of South Carolina. And I think that this will conclude our podcast episode here for today. Gen Z, we want you to come. So hook up with us and we'll tell you all about it. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you.